President-elect Joe Biden is planning to reinforce the nation's refugee resettlement efforts after a dramatic decrease in admissions under President Trump. Here is what the Bowling Green-based International Center of Kentucky is anticipating for the next 4 years. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Alana Watson. Biden wants to set the refugee admissions cap to 125,000 and then gradually increase that number over time. Under the Obama administration, 110,000 refugees were allowed to resettle. The Trump administration cut admissions to 15,000. That's the lowest number of refugees coming into the U.S. on record. Albert Bonfu is the executive director of the International Center. He says while Biden's plan is promising, it won't have an immediate impact. Due to the limited number of refugees currently being allowed into the country, the resettlement process has slowed drastically.
After a while, the documents of these individuals who were already approved to come to the United States expires. And when the documents expire, they have to go back to the back of the line to start all over again.
Bonfu says more than half of the people currently overseas being helped by his agency will have to start the resettlement process over. Many refugees already resettled in the Bowling Green area are waiting for their family members and friends to be resettled. Bonfu hopes that will become a reality over the next 4 years. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Alana Watson.